From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. A chilly, wet winter isn't the worst thing if you're a Georgia farmer. A cooler December, January, and February slowed the growth of broccoli, cauliflower, onions, greens, and cabbage, and also brought a fair amount of rain, according to University of Georgia horticulture professor Timothy Coulong. Heather Wetherington with Baker Farms tells thepacker.com the excessive rain early on caused wet fields and delayed some planting, but the cooler spring has been a real advantage. Farmers in the Midwest and Plains are reaping a cash bonanza that has dramatically improved their finances a year after the pandemic pummeled commodity markets and prompted a record $46 billion in federal payments to agriculture. Last week, according to Agriculture.com, three Federal Reserve banks said farm income strengthened early this year, a continuation of the improvement seen at the end of 2020. Bayer is disappointed with the California Federal Appeals Court decision upholding a verdict on its glyphosate product Roundup. The plaintiff contends Roundup caused his cancer, and he was initially awarded $80 million, but that was later cut to $25 million. According to Agriculture.com, Bayer says they believe the Ninth Circuit Court decision is wrong because the EPA has determined that a cancer warning for Roundup is not warranted and is improper. This is the second appeal lost by Bayer of the three high-profile Roundup cases. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.